我们晚上来学习列王记下十七章的一段故事。
This evening we're going to study Second Kings chapter
17. 请翻开列王记下。
Second Kings chapter 17.
列王记下十七章。
Second Kings chapter 17.
十七章二十二节。
Verse 22.
列王记下十七章二十二。
Second Kings chapter 17, verse 22.
以色列人犯耶罗波安所犯的一切罪，总不离开二十三节。
23.
那以致神从自己面前赶出他们，正如借他仆人众先知所说的，这样以色列人从本地便掳到亚述，直到今日。那晚上题目是说以色列人便掳了。
And so here it talks, and this topic for this evening is that Israel was carried away.
那被掳的意思啊，就是说已经完成了，已经完成这个事情，已经历史的故事已经被完啊，已经被掳去。
And so they were taken into exile, and so in this it tells us that it has been completed.
那当然，以色列人呢，今天跟我们并没有什么关系。
And so for the Israelites, they might not have a direct relation with us today.
啊，当时代的人。这个时代呢，已经距离现在将近三千年的时间了。
Because 3,000 years has passed since this historical event.
那这个三千年时间呢，他们当时代的人也已经不见了。
And so even since it's been 3,000 years, even the people at the time they have also have disappeared.
但是我们可以以他们过去的失败作为鉴戒。
But from their failure, it can be a warning to us.
当然被掳到一个不是属于自己的国家，而且是被强迫的是很痛苦的一件事情。
Because for them to be forcefully removed from their land, this is something that is very bitter for them.
大家移民到美国来是甘愿的大家喜欢来美国，所以就移民到美国。
And because everyone, when we immigrated to the U.S., we all came here willingly.
那只要是被强迫被掳到。一个很落后国家比如说非洲的一些小国很落后大家一定很不喜欢的。
But if you are forced to live in a country that is very not as comfortable like such as in Africa, then you might not want to go.
因为那里的确是环境，这个生活环境实在是很差。
Because their living standard is very low.
有的厕所也没有门也没有屋顶，浴室也没有屋顶。
Sometimes the restrooms they do not have any doors, or there's no roofs for their showers.
只是一个围墙，围起来，围墙又很低。
And it's just a wall, four walls surrounding, and these walls are very low.
所以那种环境之下，很多人不愿意去。
And so under these circumstances, many people are not willing to go.
所以这些以色列人就是被迫的，被掳到不是他们自己的国家。
And so the Israelites were carried away into exile to a country that was not their own.
那为什么他们会被掳呢？
And so why were they taken into exile?
那我们看这个原因呢？
And let us look at the reason why.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
十七章的第七节。
Chapter 17, verse 7.
这是因以色列人得罪那领他们出埃及地、脱离埃及王法老。手中的耶和华他们的神去敬拜别的神。
Verse 7. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, for under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they feared other gods.
这个时候离他们出埃及又一段很长时间的。
And so this has been a while since they were freed from Egypt.
大概有六百年以上可能不止的这样的时间呢。
This might have been more than 600 years since they were had been freed from the land of Egypt.
那么长的一段时间。
And in this long period of time.
还在提到说，得罪那领他们出埃及地脱离法老王手中那他们的神。
But it still talks about how they had sinned against the Lord God who had taken them out of the land of Egypt.
那么想想圣经为什么不提说他们得罪神就好了？
Why doesn't it just say that Israel had sinned against God?
还要提到说以前他们出埃及的故事。
But why does it still mention how they were taken out of the land of Egypt?
这个是变成一个古老的故事
Because this is a very old story.
那提埃及最主要的目的因为神当时带领百姓出埃及的时候，特别交代他们要守一个节日叫做逾越节。
And so the mentioning of Egypt is because at the time, they had to sell, God gave them the command that they must keep the Passover.
那逾越节啊，不只是说啊、有个晚餐啊，大家可以吃。
And this Passover is not just a dinner that everybody eats at night.
那当然，当时候的环境背景就是说，那、神要击杀埃及地所有的长子，可是呢，以色列人他们只要把血涂在门框上，那、这一家呢，啊，天使就要跳过去，就不会击杀这一家的长子。
And so for this, it's because the Lord was going to kill all the firstborn in Egypt. And for the Israelites, if they had were able to put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost, then the Lord would pass over them and not kill their firstborn.
所以叫做跳过去啊，逾越啊，跳过去。
This is why this is called Passover, because they pass over.
那这个就是神的救恩，神的救赎啊，神的帮助。
And this is God's salvation and how He has is able to save them.
那神要他们子子孙孙啊，都能够记得这一天。
And so God wants all of their generations to remember this day.
所以就设立一个逾越节，让他们去遵守。
And so He established this Passover for them to keep.
那这一天是要做什么呢？
And what do they do on this day?
看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
出埃及记十二章二十五节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 25。
那日后你们到了主按着所应许给你们的那地，就要守这礼。二十六。
26。
那你们的儿女问你们说，行这礼是什么意思呢？二十七。
27。
你们就说，这是献给神逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓就低头下拜。那二十八节。
28。
那神怎样吩咐摩西啊、亚伦啊，以色列人就怎样行的。
25. It will come to pass when you come to land which the Lord will give you, just as He promised, that you shall keep this service. 26. And now shall be when you say, when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?" 27. That you shall say, "It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when He struck the Egyptians and delivered our households." So the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
所以这一天呢是有关于他们生命的问题。
And so this day is related to their life.
也是有关于他们幸福的问题。
And it's related to whether or not they are blessed.
假如这天被杀的话，那他们就没有生命了。
Because if they were killed on the day, that day they would not have lived.
那没有生命的话，当然就谈不上啊什么未来的、什么幸福啊，这些都谈不上的。
And if they did not live through that day, then how would they talk about all the blessing that would come later on?
所以这一天呢、对于当时代的人来说是非常重要的。
And so for the people at that time, this Passover was very important.
神的目的就是要以色列人把这一天的意义、一直告诉他们的子孙。
And so God wanted the Israelites to tell the meaning of this Passover to their descendants.
让他们的子孙呢也能够像二十七节所说的，百姓都要低头下拜，向这位带领他们出埃及的神来下拜。
And they were to tell them so that their descendants will be just like what's mentioned in verse 27, that the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
那假如这些百姓啊，这是他们的子孙，能够下拜的话，他们就不会离开神了。
Because if these people bow their heads and worship, then they would not leave God.
那他们就认识这位神的确是拯救他们的神。
And they would know that this God was the one who had saved them.
那这位神跟他们的幸福啊有关系，他们跟他们的未来成功有关系。
And this God is related to their blessing and how they are successful in the future.
那我们看，经过那么一千多年的一千年的时间呢。
But however, we can see in the span of 1,000 years.
那后来，以色列人呢，他们得罪神，就离开神，于是他们就被掳了。
After the Israelites sinned against God and departed from Him, then they were taken into exile.
那他们为什么会得罪神呢
？And how did they sin against God?
那可见他们这个事情呢没有做好。
It's because they did not fulfill what they were supposed to do.
就是说他们没有第一个没有守这个节日。
First of all, they did not keep this Passover.
有的话一定是马马虎虎啊。应付应付的。
And if they did, they were only going through the motions.
因为没有告诉他们子孙说这一天是什么意思啊。
Because they did not tell their descendants what is the meaning of this day.
啊，不要说告诉了，可能是连爸爸都不知道了。
And it's even possible that not only do they not tell, but they themselves also do not understand.
可能连祖父都不知道。
And even their forefathers also did not know.
啊，所以怎么去知道说这一天是什么意思呢
？Then how can you know what is the meaning of Passover?
所以这个家庭教育啊，就出了问题啊。
And so we can see there is issues in their family's religious education.
我们看做事的人呢，说 神啊，你等我，把您的奇妙，这个作为的奇妙告诉我的下一代啊。
And then we know that there's that we Psalm.
对。
Oh, in Psalm there is psalmist that tells that says that oh please tell me tell the next generation of your wondrous works.
等我把这个事情交代完成的啊。
And after I have passed this on,
才能够离开世间呢。
Then I will be able to depart from this world.
就把神的事情交代好了。
It's because after having assigned this the work of God,
而不是把财产交代好了。
And it's not just oh to make arrangements for your inheritance.
可能当时以色列百姓只是顾着交代他们的财产啊，忘记交代神啊是。我们的神是伟大的神，是救赎我们的神。
And so for the Israelites, they only made arrangements for what they were going to leave materially for their children, but not about God.
那经过这么长的时间，为什么这个事情就被废掉了
？And so after this long period of time, how did they neglect this?
那就是因为啊，每一个人的这个价值观啊不一样，产生的结果了。
And it is because each of them had a very different value system.
我们请看《申命记》。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
申命记第六章。
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
申命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，以色列啊，你要听啊，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，第六节啊。
Verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心里。第七，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。第八节。
Verse 8.
也要系在手上为记号，戴上额上为经文。第九节。
Verse 9.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。所以这是一个价值观的探讨。
And so this is an example of the value system they should have.
当时神要以色列百姓大家都要听啊。
And this is for all of Israel to hear.
说专指着他们呢，不管别人的，其他中国的、印度啊，这些民族不管，只管以色列。
And this is only for the people of Israel, not China, not India.
说要听啊。
They have to hear.
主我们神是独一的主。
That the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
主就是主要就是一个中心。
And so He is the center.
所以这位神啊，是他们生活的中心。
And he is the center of their life.
不是说他们的课业、他们的学业是生活的中心。
It's not the academics, what they are doing. It is the Lord.
不是他们的职业、他们上班的场所是生活的中心。
It is not their career that is not center of their life.
不是孩子是生活的中心。
And it's not their children who is the center.
而是主啊，神才是生活的中心。
But it is the Lord who is the center of their life.
那什么叫做中心
？What does it mean to be the center？
什么中心？生活的中心，就是我们看什么为最重要的。
And it is what you value. What is the center is what you value the most in your life.
那假设有人看孩子非常重要。
For so if you see your children as the most important.
那他虽然是来教会的话，他也可能只是顾着孩子，看顾孩子，也不会。那叫着孩子进来会堂听道理，他自己在外面陪着孩子。
So when they come to the church, then they would only take care of their children. They would not bring their children in to worship, but they would just be focused upon their children.
那孩子在睡觉，我就陪他在车上睡觉。
If my child is sleeping in the car, then I will just wait with them in the car.
这个就是以孩子为中心。
And this is what it means to have the child as the center of your life.
当然，每个人都很疼爱孩子。
Of course, everyone loves their children.
可是我们的心目中要以神为中心呢。
But the center of our hearts needs to be God.
儿女是神所赐的产业。
Because the children are an inheritance from the Lord.
那我们一切所有的都是神所赏赐的。
Everything that we have received is from God.
那是神要暂时交给我们保管。
And this is what God has given to us temporarily to keep look after.
所以我们背后的主人是谁呢
？But who is the master behind it?
就是天上的神。
And this is our heavenly Father.
所以做什么事情一定要以他为中心呢
？So everything that we do, we must center our lives around him.
以他为第一个考虑。
We have to consider him first.
好像我们有很多事情要做决定。
And if we have many decisions to make.
那比如说你要选职业。
For example, if you're picking a career.
要考虑什么呢
？What do you consider?
要选择在什么地方上班，选择哪家公司，可能要考虑离家 圆不圆呢、啊、
You consider, oh, is it going to be, where is the location of this work, or is it close to your home?
啊，看看薪水多不多啊。
And to consider, the amount of the salary.
啊，假设多的话，再远也划得来呀、啊。
Because if it's a high salary, then no matter how far it is.
所以很多事情必须要考虑。
So there are many things that we take into consideration.
那我们做事情要考虑神就是。其中之一啊、
However, what we do, we need to consider
God
as first and as the main consideration.
所以就会变成我们生活的中心。
So that in this way, God is the center of our life.
那第二个哈
Second,
就要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength."
那这是一个态度的问题。
And this is an issue of attitude.
因为只要没有认识那个。幕后的主人是谁的话
？Because if you do not know who your master is，
那他的态度就会产生偏差。
Then their attitude would be not be correct。
因为认为哈、啊、这个主神啊是其次的。
And because you feel that oh what your master thinks is unimportant。
还是生活的点缀品。
And is or how you live your life。
啊，那这样子的话，我们。在服侍神，当然就是应付应付啊。
Because in how you would serve, you would just serve, without any, just to do it.
那就不会很认真去执行去做了。
And you would not diligently, focus upon the work.
所以神要以色列人呢，就是要认识他是独一的主。
And so, God wanted Israelites to know that He is the one true God.
啊，有位姐妹哈、啊，她被。警察拦截下来的。
And there was a sister who was stopped by the police.
那当然，她刚开始很紧张啊，说为什么警察会拦截她
？In the beginning, she was very nervous because she didn't know why the police stopped her.
那她就默祷。
So she prayed in silence.
那警察来的时候
，And so when the policeman came,
啊，她就跟警察说，警察，哈利路亚。
He said, and so she said to the police, a police officer, Hallelujah.
那警察听到哈利路亚以后，就对他很客气。
And so once the officer heard her say hallelujah, he was very courteous towards her.
啊，本来是要给他开罚单的。
Before he was going to give her a ticket.
后来警察给他一个警告啊，说拜托他开车要小心。
But then instead, the police gave her a warning, telling her, "Oh, you need to be more careful when you're driving."
啊，对他很客气。
And was very courteous to her.
啊，要走的时候还说嘛。神祝福你啊。
And even when he was leaving, he said, "Oh, may God bless you."
所以这个是以神的中心。
This one means to live a God-centered life.
啊，虽然是被警察拦下来。
So even though they were stopped by the police.
啊，她紧张的时候。
When she was nervous.
她就想到神。
She thought of God.
啊，所以我们做什么决定，我们在处理什么事情也是一样。
You know, and so it's the same in God. Whatever decision we are make is the same.
我经常告诉孩子说，你们要出门一定要祷告了。
And so I've told my children that you must.
出门一定要祷告。
Oh, that before you go out, you must pray.
那这就是态度就正确了。
And so in this way, you will have the right attitude.
啊，就要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
And so you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
那假设认为他是其次的，当然就不会尽力。
But if you do not, if you think this is just something very casual, then you would not have this type of attitude.
那第三个。
Third.
就是要给。下一代给孩子们有一个属灵的环境。
You need to give them the children a spiritual environment.
也就是要给他们创造一个属灵的环境。
We have to create a spiritual environment for them.
啊，今天这个环境啊，很不适，今天这个社会的环境啊，很不适合孩子属灵的成长。
And so even right because currently, our environment is not suitable. It's not a spiritual environment for our children.
因为这些。电脑游戏啊太多了的。
Because there are a lot of computer games.
啊，这是多媒体的游戏很多。
And a lot of video games.
节目也很多。
A lot of TV shows.
在这无形当中啊，对孩子就会产生分心了。
And so for children, this is something that can distract them.
所以我们作为父母亲，在这个时候怎么来为我们的孩子创造一个属灵的环境
？So as parents, how can we create a spiritual environment for our children?
那其实也要为我们自己创造一个属灵的环境。
That means we also have to create for ourselves a spiritual environment.
那什么叫属灵的环境
？And what is a spiritual environment?
第一个就是安静。
First, it is a quiet environment.
我们没有办法安静的时候，就很难灵修。
If you're not able to have a quiet moment, then it's hard to spiritually cultivate.
我们看到不能够安静啊，心里面很浮躁的话。 不能够专心读圣经，也不能够专心祷告。
If we do not have a quiet environment, then we do not have a quiet heart to pray or to read the Bible.
所以我们要为自己创造一个属灵的环境。
So we need to create a spiritual environment for ourselves.
当然也要为我们的下一代创造一个属灵的环境。
And of course, we also have to create a spiritual environment for the next generation.
这样子才能够专心敬拜神。
So in this way, then we can focus on worshiping the Lord.
所以可见当时的父母亲啊，就是。第一个价值观不正确。
And so we can see, and the parents at the time, they did not have the right value system.
那么第二个就是态度也不正确。
And they also did not have the right attitude.
第三个没有给孩子们一个属灵的环境。
And they also did not give their children a spiritual environment.
那当然孩子他们在不认识神啊。
And so of course, these children did not know God.
那他们就离开神。
And then they departed from him.
那就一代一代这样子下去。
And so generations passed on like this.
那后来神对他们来讲也就很模糊了。
And so God became very unclear or unknown to them.
好了，我们再来看列王记下。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings.
列王记下十七章。
2 Kings chapter 17.
十七章第七节。
Verse 7.
第一个是因为以色列人得罪神，离开神。
And it was because the children of Israel had sinned against their Lord.
那第二个他们被掳的原因是说他们去敬畏别神。
And so the second reason they was because they had feared other gods.
敬畏别神就看到别神了，就好像肃然起敬。
And so they feared other gods, and so they were reverent towards them.
就好像很敬畏他。
And they feared them.
这些别神为什么会让他产生很敬畏的
？And so why would they come to respect or fear other gods?
好像我们看到那个名人也是会敬畏的。
Maybe it's like how when we see celebrities,
就很特别，让人有那样的气质。
Or very famous people with who are very nice.
看到警察有时候也会敬畏，很怕他。
Respect them, or like police officers.
他全力开罚单呢。
And you would also fear them because they will give you a ticket.
所以为什么会敬畏别的神
？So why would they fear other gods?
别的神假如他都不清楚他是谁的话，哪里会去敬畏他
？Because if you do not know about other gods, then why would you go and worship him or fear it?
连听过都没有听过。
If you've never heard of this other gods.
就不会有什么印象，也不会去认识他，也不会去认同他，当然是不会去尊敬他。
You would not go and fear that God or also worship that God.
就是连听过都没听过。
Because you've never heard of it.
比如说一些名人你知道我可能我不知道啊。
Because like our celebrities, like you might know them, but I do not know them.
可能你很羡慕他的一个特别的气质。
Or you might be very envious about a certain attribute of theirs.
可是我连听过的名，听过看到照片，我不知道他是谁啊。
And I had never met them before, and even if I saw their picture, I would not know who they are.
只要是我知道他是谁的话，我看到照片就知道啊。
If I knew who they were, then if I saw this picture, then I would have known.
那我也会跟大家一样会肃然起敬会对他特别的敬仰。
And then I would be like everyone else, and I would give them special treatment.
所以当时他们为什么会去敬拜别神？因为他们知道其他的神啊。
And the reason why they would go and fear other gods is because they have come to know about other gods.
那以前神告诉他们说，你们不能够去访问其他你们这些列邦的神。
And God had warned them before that they are not to go worship or to know the gods of their nations around them.
我们请看《申命记》。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy.
申命记十二章。
Verse chapter 12.
申命记十二章三十节。
Verse
30. 三十。
30.
那时就要谨慎，不可在他们除灭之后，随从他们的恶俗陷入网罗，也不可访问他们的神。你看到不可访问呢？
So it says here in verse 31 that they cannot inquire after other gods.
所以不能够去 Google 这研究研究啊。
Meaning that they cannot go Google this god.
还要按印这个照片出来看一看。
Or to research or to take print out pictures to look at it.
还要去找到说这个到底是在哪里呀？
Or to look at oh where is this place?
像很多很仰慕那个明星什么电视明星、电影明星，还是这些球类的明星。
And so many TV stars and movie stars or sports.Celebrities.
有的年轻人他的房间推了整个房间都是那些影歌星，还是那个 sports 的 star 的 照片。
And so for some young people, they post these pictures of these celebrities in their rooms.
啊，现在美国很不好，美国还要制造一些偶像，让人们去敬拜啊。所以电视节目有个叫做 American Idol。
And so even in the U.S., they create shows for people to worship, like American Idol.
因为大家还说这没有这个 idol 就活不下去了。
Because if they do not have an idol, they cannot live any longer.
啊，听说这个 American Idol 这个节目本来已经被取消了。
And so actually, I heard this American Idol show was cancelled.
啊，后来又复活了。
But then it was revived.
可能大家应观众要求啊，没有这个 idol 真的是活不下去啊。
And it might be all that all of the viewers, if they didn't have the show, they cannot continue on.
说对，就是外邦神说，哎，去访问看看，哎，这些神到底是谁呀？
And so for these Gentile gods, they went and inquired of them to see.
啊，去访问要就认识他，一定有人会介绍。
And so through their inquiring, they come to know.
啊，去参观就介绍。
And they were come to know them.
那我们看列王记下啊。
Let's turn back to Second Kings.
列王记下十六章。
Second Kings chapter 16.
我们以前读过的啊，十六章第十节。
Second Kings chapter 16 verse 10.
列王记下十六章第十节。
Second Kings chapter 16 verse 10.
亚哈斯王啊，上大马色去迎接亚述王提哥撒皮列色啊，在大马色看见一座坛，就照着坛的规模样式做法画了一个图样，送到祭司乌利亚那里呀、啊。那祭司乌十第十节，祭司乌利亚就照着亚哈斯王从大马色送来的图样，在亚哈斯王没有从大马色回来之前，就先筑了按照那个样式筑了一座坛啊。我们看亚哈斯呢，他到大马色去访问了。
So we can see that King Ahaz went to Damascus.
啊，他大概看到人家的坛哦，哇，很有规模了，很漂亮。
He saw an altar of another kingdom and saw that it was very grand and
beautiful. 他就说：“哎，这个才是坛呐、啊，我们国家的坛呐、啊，啊，实在是、太简陋了。”
And he saw that this is an altar, how beautiful it was, and so compared to theirs, which is very plain.
啊，人家大马色的坛才体面呐、啊。
And that the altar in Damascus is the one that is very beautiful.
啊，所以他去研究研究哈，啊，就把那个图啊啊送回来，拿回来。
And so he researched it and drew a detailed plan and sent it back to.
啊，结果拿回来以后呢
？And when he came back,
他就把这个本来的铜坛、本来的坛哈、啊，在神殿里的坛，把它踢到北边去了，把它踢到一旁啊。
And so after he came back, he removed the altar that had been there before. To the north.
So we see that, 本来哈、啊，他对外邦神是不认识哦。
And so
这个坛呢是不认识的。
Before he did not know this altar of this foreign god.
啊，现在因为去看去访问。
But because he went to Damascus.
啊，了解也不错啊，这个很好啊。
And he saw that this altar was good.
然后他说认同。
And he recognized it.
认同以后他说，哎，这个才是对的啦。
He saw that this was, oh, this must be the correct way.
啊，所以有些时候我们去听外面的广播啊，这个福音的广播好是好啊，但是呢。听多了以后，你说，哎，人家外面这个也是对的，
and so,
也好啊。
Some people may listen to broadcasts from other Christian stations, but after you listen to a long time, you may think, oh, that, oh, even they are correct.
哇，你看人家他们在聚会啊，有打鼓啊，有什么琴哈、啊，这个什么琴啊，啊，有些信徒在唱诗，要这样子摇摆哈、啊，这样子好像在跳舞，那很快乐，也不错啊。
And that, oh, that they are worshiping with drums and guitar, and they are waving their hands around in the air.
那他们也举办了很多的活动啊。
And they have many services.
也吸引了很多的人。
And that have draw a lot of people.
也不错啊。
And this is good.
那所以回来看我们。
And then when we look at ourselves.
哎呀，我们不行啊。
We think that, oh, we cannot.
人家那个才是教会。
That, oh, the people over outside, they are like a church.
那边比较好。
They are better.
就变成我们的错了。
And then it becomes that we are wrong.
好像亚哈斯王就把那个坛啊，就把它踢到不知道踢到哪边去。
And it's just like King Ahaz who removed this altar, which is to who knows where.
就当时以色列百姓就是这样子。
And so the Israelite people at the time were like this.
啊，他们一定是先了访问别的神。
They have already came to know other gods.
啊，就认识了，就认识了，认识别的神。
And they have came, to inquire and know them.
啊，就那些偶像不错啊。
And saw that these idols were good.
能够保护他们的百姓啊。
They were able to protect their people.
能够带给他们百姓很幸福啊。
And able to give joy and happiness to these people.
就 就接纳他。
And so they accepted it.
就认同他。
And regarded it.
那后来就把神，把真神，带领他们出埃及的那位真神呢，就把他丢在一旁了。
And they threw away the God who had taken them out of Egypt.
当然，这个后果就是惹神生气。
And as a result, this provoked the wrath of God.
所以他们就敬畏别神。
And so they feared other gods.
也随从别的神。
And they followed other gods.
他们就被掳了。
And so they were taken away into exile.
那被掳了以后怎么样呢？
And what happens after they were taken away into exile?
神就厌弃他们了。
Then God forsake them.
那不喜欢他们。
He was displeased with them.
那我们看到被厌弃那种感觉是很不好受了。
And so God had turned his back from them, so they were it's unbearable.
我们想想啊，假设我被我他的厌弃。
If you think about it, if I was abandoned by my wife.
啊，当然还没有被厌弃啊，所以我也感觉不出来这个滋味怎么样。但是呢，可能有很多人呢、啊、被太太厌弃，还是被先生厌弃啊。那后来厌弃要啊，就离婚了。
And so after they have been despised or looked down upon by their spouse, then later on they would divorce.
So 有些太太是很冤枉，是被遗弃的，是被她先生无缘无故厌弃。
And so some wives they are very pitiful because they have been abandoned by their husbands.
就很可怜。
And so this is very pitiful.
所以看这些百姓被神所厌弃。
And so for the Israelites, they were abandoned by the Lord.
那相信那种滋味呢，也是很不好受的。
And so something that is very unbearable to them.
那为什么不好受呢？
Why was it unbearable?
一个很现实的问题啊。
We can see a very practical reason.
那我们看列王记下十七章二十节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
那神就厌弃以色列全族、啊、使他们受苦，把他们交在抢夺他们的人的手中。
Verse 20. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hands of plunderers until he had cast them from his sight.
厌弃以后，那就使他们受苦啊。
And so after he rejected them, they were suffering.
因为不再配合啊。
Because they were no
longer worthy. 好像夫妻啊，一方只要是厌弃另一方的话，那一定不配合的啦。
After they were considered unworthy and they were rejected, just like.
说吃饭时间到了，他都偏偏不来吃哎。
And so, like, when it was time to eat, and the other spouse just will not come and eat.
啊，就是很不得已吃完饭以后说啊，我们出去散步，他就偏偏不去。
And if you say after dinner that, oh, let us go for a walk, and then the spouse would say, no, I do not want to go.
啊，你说向东，他就偏偏说要向西。
And if they want to go, go east, they just want to go west.
这样子是不是很苦啊？
And so isn't this very pitiful?
哦，所以神就使以色列百姓受苦啊。
And so the Lord afflicted the Israelites.
那这个受苦就是从外敌这个敌人来的苦。
And this affliction came from enemies.
因为敌人要欺压他们呢。
And because enemies came to oppress them.
好，再接下来啊，说就赶他们离开自己的面前。
Until he cast them from his sight.
就把他们赶出去了。
And so they were cast away.
赶出家门。
Cast away from their home.
这个当然感谢主，我们都没有被赶出家门的这种体验啊。
And so praise and thank God that none of us has this experience of being cast away from our homes.
以前我有一个朋友。
And one time I had a friend.
他被先生赶出来啊。
She was kicked out of her home by her husband.
因为他的先生有这种种族歧视。Just racial discrimination.
Oh, so for her husband, he was discriminatory.
就把他赶出去啊。
And so he kicked her out.
所以他说两只手空空的就出来了。
And so she left her home empty-handed.
那这样苦啊，真是很难去体会的。
And this type of suffering is hard to imagine.
所以他们得罪神的结果就是被神厌弃，神使他们受苦，被赶出来。
So for them to sin against God, they were rejected by God, and God sent them away into exile.
那后来就干脆啊，被掳到亚述国去了。
And later on, they were taken into exile to the kingdom of Assyria.
所以当然我们今天没有被掳啊，没有被什么国家掳。
And so for us today, we have not been taken into exile.
啊，但是我们心呢？我们心是不是被掳啊
？But in our hearts, have we been taken into exile?
啊，很多人的心呐、啊，现在是被这些啊多媒体，还是被这些的 iPad、iPhone 所掳走了。
And so some people, their hearts, have been taken captive by social media or by their iPad, iPhones.
因为有的人也抱它在睡觉啊。
Because some people even hold it when they go to sleep.
在棉被里头也在看呢、啊。
And even in their blanket, they are reading it.
上厕所在看呢、啊。
And they look at it when they're in the bathroom.
啊，真的没有看不行吗
？And if they don't look at it,
有时候问一问啊，不看它不行吗
？And then so you can ask them, what if you don't look at it? Do you have to look at it?
吃饭时间也在看呢、啊。
And even when they're eating, they have to look at it.
走路也在看呢、啊。
When they're walking, they have to look at it.
无时无刻都除了睡觉时间以外都在看呢、啊。
And apart from sleeping, they're looking at it.
这样子不是被他掳走了是什么
？This does not mean that you have been taken exile, by it.
所以这是一个现在社会上的问题啊。
And so this is an issue, problem in society right now.
很多青年呢被电脑游戏所掳走了。
And so there are many youth who have been taken away by the computer games.
当然我们没有去玩的话，不知道里面的滋味是什么。
Of course, if we do not play it, we do not know what is the content.
很多年轻人呢、啊。不好的读书啊，都被电脑游戏所掳走了。
And so some many youths, it's because they have bad grades. It's because of the computer games that they're playing.
那有些时候我们可能被世上小学被这些学问啊所掳走了。
Sometimes we are also taken away by the education in this world.
因为这些世上的学问啊，在神看起来叫做小学呀、啊。
Because oh, so all of this knowledge of in the world is considered like elementary in the eyes of God.
我们所学的本来是要造就我们，是要造就教会、造就基督、造就信徒的。
Because what we have learned should be edifying for each other and for the members.
而不是要利用我们所学习的来对神提出一种挑战。
And but it's not that what we using what we have learned to use it to go against God.
那就是对神提出一种挑战，就是被掳走了。
Because if you're using it to go against God, that means that you have been taken exile by it.
这思想观念会把我们掳走的。
And this kind of thinking can take people into exile.
啊，尤其这个政党啊，就比如说，台湾啊，美国也是一样，有的人就是不管民主党好坏，他就是坚持要民主党哈。
And so, like in politics, it doesn't matter which party it is.If they for their own party, no matter if it's wrong or right, they continue to be part of it.
啊，有的是这个什么共和党。
And some people are Republicans.
啊，台湾的话有什么民进党啊、国民党啊。
And so different political parties.
啊，真是被掳走了。
They have also been taken into exile.
因为不分是非、不分台湾，你就一定要就偏袒某一个党。
Because they're unable to discern, but they are just loyal to their party.
这个也是被掳走了。
This is what it is also one that has been taken in exile.
所以虽然我们今天不被这些这个政治团体任一个团体还是哪个国家掳走。
And so even though we may not have been physically taken exile.
但是我们思想观念、我们态度可能会被掳走。
But very easily our hearts and how we think can be taken into exile.
所以我们要怎么办呢
？So what do we have to do？
就要想想啊，逾越节的道理、啊。
We have to think about the teaching of the Passover.
要回到神这里。
We need to return back to the Lord.
啊，对神的拯救发出一种感恩的心。
To have a thankful heart towards God for His salvation.
那世世代代都这样子。
And so, as if generations are able to do this,
那我们就能够安居乐业，我们就能够生活得很好。
Then we can joyfully live.
啊，这个是神的美意。
This is God's wonderful.
所以神本来意思啊，不是要叫让我们被掳啊。
God's purpose is not for us to be taken into exile.
而是要让我们过着一个很好的生活。
But for us to live a good life.
啊，所以我们现在要感谢主啊，神为我们预备救恩。
So we need to thank the Lord that He has prepared salvation for us.
啊，因此我们要经常留在啊这个神的救恩里头。
And so we have to remain in God's salvation.
那我们经常记住神的恩典。
Need to continually remember God's grace.
啊，再来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
五十六首。
Hymn 56。
Yeah. 最后一节，天光门徒打开，天父大欢迎谁，见证生命前来，满足他庄严神。
Please.